Okay. So I'm just going to say a couple of things, about my theme, embracing complexity. There is a very understandable trend, or I might say a drive, in many of us in our work to try to figure out how what we do works. And as I think there's a lot of reasons for that, but it's part of our kind of wanting to be in the paradigmatic model that we exist in the medical model and in the scientific model. And I think that the creative arts provide a different model. The humanities provide a different model, where we know that there's a kind of truth that is not reducible, that is not explainable in a singular way, but holds a great deal of complexity. And I think as we investigate our feelings about what's happening in the world right now, we might recognize a model of complexity right there, right? Human beings are very, very complex. Any one individual human being is a very complex set of systems. It's a system of systems, a human being, if you like. Very, very complex. And even the most advanced kinds of science, I don't believe, really have ways of satisfactorily explaining how a human being works yet. There's a lot of attempts, and there may even be ways that are shining light in ways that bring us insight. But we know, as Feldenkrais practitioners who actually interact with students, that each student is complex, each relationship that we have with a student is complex. Every time, every iteration of a session with a student, it's different, which adds layers of complexity. And I, after many, many years of doing that very thing of kind of paddling my feet, trying to figure out how does it work, what's the reducible way of explaining what we do, I have kind of come out the other side to recognize that actually the creative process and its holding of complexity has a lot to offer us. Now, I don't want to say that some of the things that we do to simplify our work in order to understand it are not valuable. Having templates are valuable. Having conceptual models are valuable. Having ATMs, which are in themselves a kind of reduction of complexity in a way, are useful. I guess in the way that we use them as templates in FI anyway. But what I want to kind of bring forward, which I'm hoping is going to be a relief to you, not a burden, is that there isn't a simple way, that our interest in doing really good work requires some amount of groping in the dark, some amount of being comfortable with what's not known. And I'm actually actively, how do I want to say it? I'm a little bit suspicious of those who will step in and say that they can explain right? There is something more complex than we can explain. I don't mean that we can't talk about it, that we can't draw threads and themes out, that we can't temporarily simplify. But I think that there's something useful in approaching the gestalt of what we do as human experience in movement. Have I lost anybody? Okay. Is anybody terrified?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Not right now.
Okay. Because it makes it sound like it's a lot, but what I understand through my experience in particular in dance improvisation is that what we have in order to hold that kind of complexity is some very deep and clarifying and enlightening in the moment processes for being with each other, for being with a student in particular, right? That there are processes that can help us to hold all of that and make it feel really joyful and interesting. Okay, so that's what I'm hoping to share over these next three sessions.